Welcome back here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Cycles, my friend, everything goes in cycles.
Yes, and we've heard of a lot of cycles in the past, but this one's a unique one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the concept NFT?
I have to say I have not.
Yeah, you heard of NSF. That's what happens in your checking account.
Yeah, that's right. I keep getting your checks.
Yes,
that's right.
Exactly. So let's talk about NFT. This is a new hype. It's been going all around the media. There's been a lot of people's concepts. For example, we've heard Gary Vaynerchuk talk about this, Mark Cuban, Lindsay Lohan, you know, Logan Paul, very, very popular and celebrities talking about these types of things. So let's talk about it because there's going to be some appetite for it.
Well, let's talk about what an NFT is, first of all.
Let's start there, but okay. Let's get the experts on.
Before. No, I was going to say, that's not for you and I to discuss.
Absolutely.
Let's start at the beginning, right? We've got Dr. Richard Smith. He's the CEO of the Foundation for the Study of Cycles. He's also known as the Doctor of Uncertainty. Dr. Smith, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, well, we got to start right at the beginning here. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on what NFT stands for and what it is?
Sure. NFT stands for non-fungible token. Non-fungible means that you can't exchange one for another and have them be exactly the same. Like if you take a dollar out of your wallet and I take it out of mine, we can trade them with each other and both of us will be happy. But for things that are not fungible, they can't just be exchanged one for another. That doesn't work. So non-fungible means it's unique, and it's a token, meaning that it's a kind of cryptocurrency that leverages blockchain technology, which is a encrypted accounting ledger, the simplest way to think about it. And so it means that it's validated and authenticated using blockchain technology.
So Dr. Smith, where does this fit in the whole concept of cycles? I'm assuming that this is a new cycle or this is something new, but just maybe give me some perspective in the broader things with your study around cycles.
Sure. Well, I think that broadly we're seeing a lot of speculative excess in markets in general right now. And prices have been going up oftentimes, you know, quite dramatically without a lot of change in underlying fundamentals. And we have seen cycles of that before. So oftentimes, you know, they're every 10 years, every 20 years, literally there are cycles, especially the first 2 years of every decade and the first 2 years of every second decade in particular are oftentimes times of market correction. That's actually when I got started investing myself back in 1999 and 2000 and went through the dot-com bust. And, you know, it feels a little familiar right now. They say, you know, history doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme. And so, you know, I think that while I am certainly a big advocate and fan and investor in blockchain and cryptocurrency myself, you know, I do think that what we're seeing in NFTs is part of the, you know, the speculative fervor that's at work in the markets right now. Somebody else, another commentator, said they are both historical and hysterical. And I agree with that completely.
To understand more about how these NFTs work, you kind of have to understand how blockchain works. And you've given us a description of an accounting ledger that's encrypted, but it's a bit more detailed about blockchain and why it's so unique. And it's been that technology that has really blown up for things like cryptocurrencies and so forth. Give us a bit more understanding of what is the blockchain and what does it do?
Well, I think NFTs are actually a great example of the power of blockchain and crypto because it shows how the technology can be used for peer-to-peer exchange of value and the disintermediation. I know that's a lot of syllables in one word, but, you know, taking out the middleman, in this case, you know, oftentimes between artists and their fans. So one of the NFTs that's getting a lot of attention right now is a special edition of an album that's been released by a new band called Kings of Leon. And some buyers of the album are buying a special NFT version of the album that gives them a unique kind of collectible edition with some special features. And through the blockchain, they're able to say, you know, to identify themselves as the unique owners of those special editions, and then they can go actually sell it to somebody else if they want directly. And that happens all online, and it happens peer-to-peer.
So that's really interesting, actually, Faisal. So this Christmas, let me see if I understand this correctly, because I got a gift. You know which one I'm talking about. It was a gift of a movie script that I'm fond of by an actor that I'm fond of, and it was signed. And the signature was, authentic or verified by another person. So this, in this particular case, what you're saying is that script in the blockchain could be provided with a unique identifier for all those verifications and assume that there's no, or eliminate any potential fraud. Is that correct?
That's right. So, you know, it's not going to be a physical print with somebody's signature that, you know, has to be verified in some sense by somebody else and that you don't know it's forged. But for digital assets, you can uniquely identify them and guarantee that they're not forgeries using this NFT technology.
Do you see this moving into a bigger market? And when you start talking about a unique piece of an item that's you own and you can trade it or sell it, it sounds like to me when I was a kid collecting hockey cards. And if you've got a rookie card of a professional athlete, it's worth a certain value. If it's mint value, so on and so forth, you can sell it, you can trade it, but it's yours and you have it in your possession physically. The blockchain is more of a electronical wallet of that. Do you see this actually morphing into something like that? Is that the cycle that we're heading to?
You know, I think that is the idea. And that is, the NBA is doing that now with their Top Shot series of videos that you can collect. For me, it was baseball cards when I was a kid. So I do think that there's an analogy there. I'm not completely sold on that analogy because, you know, these videos that are being sold on as via NFTs with the NBA, they are videos that you can go watch online. From my understanding, elsewhere, you don't have to own them to watch them, and you don't get any royalties from your ownership of an NFT, you know, video sports card, if you will. So, it's a little bit of a mystery to me, but that is the idea that people are buying them because they think they'll be collectibles and that they can sell them for a higher price later on. So, we'll see.
So, what's the mechanism then to to get involved? Like, how do you create? How is an NFT created? And what's that process like for somebody who's listening audience here?
Yeah, well, there's online marketplaces. You know, you can think of them kind of like a stock exchange. There's one called OpenSea.io, and you can go and essentially bring your own digital asset, your own creation, and turn it into an NFT and sell it to somebody else, usually using Ether, which is the cryptocurrency on the Ethereum blockchain. Or you can bring your NFT there and sell it to buyers and sellers. I'm looking actually at the site right now, and Kings of Leon NFT albums are selling there, apparently trading somebody's bought at least one at 0.3 of an ether, which, you know, is at least several hundred dollars, which surprises me because I think they're selling them for like $50. And from what I understand, they're selling them to anyone who wants to buy one in the next 2 weeks. So they haven't a certain, you know, fixed number of that they're going to sell.
Yep.
So anyway, it's a brave new world.
Well, that's for sure. Listen, we've got to take a quick break here, but I want to talk about how you invest in the NFT and how you get involved when we come back. But before we before we take off, it is a brave new world. There's so much change and so much going on. How do you build a foundation to make sure, Faisal, that you've got your lifestyle locked in from a retirement perspective?
Yeah, we're going to talk about how you actually fund your retirement for the rest of your life so you can bulletproof that retirement on Tuesday, March 23rd, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, let's learn how we can invest or get involved in NFTs after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.